So what is the most profitable food to sell, and how can you make money selling food from home? So in this video, I'm actually gonna run down a business that you can start for less than $1,000. You can do it from home, and the margins are 74% or more. And I'm gonna break down exactly how this works and the product you can make. You can do it from home and start today and make money literally this weekend. We're starting right now. All right, guys, so welcome back to Marketing Food Online. It's Damian Roberti, founder and CEO of Marketing Food Online. I have a board behind me with a lot of great information on how to start a business selling a particular food product that is very popular during this time of the year between November, December, January, and February. And it's very simple to do. This business is something you can start with no degree, with no additional funding or no investment of any kind other than about $1,000 or less. I'm gonna break down exactly how much it costs to start this and the product itself. So if you're wondering, Damian, what is this product and how can I really make 74% as a profit margin? It is candy-coated apples. Yes, believe it or not, if you start a candy-coated apple business, it is a very minimal investment business. Anybody can run it. And with the amount of money you have to initially invest in it, you could probably start up two or even three locations. And if you did that, then I'm gonna show you these numbers over here, and they're gonna multiply by two to three different locations at once over a span of a weekend, and you can be making thousands of dollars. Let me show you how this works. So if you wanna start a candy apple business, you only need a few pieces of equipment, actually one particular piece of equipment, and a few other items to create the product. Now, really quick side note, most of what you can do here throughout the United States, every single state has what's known as cottage food laws. These types of products, this one in particular, most states actually allow you to make these at home. Why is that important? Because you may not actually need any additional permits, licensing, or even inspections from your health department or even the Department of Agriculture. Because when you operate under cottage food laws, the predominance of most states don't have inspections, they don't require permits, they don't require business licenses. Now, with that being said, a little side note and a disclaimer to that, double check specifically with your city. You may need to have a business license to operate within the city itself. And if you do, that's only gonna be normally about $100 to maybe on the high side about $200 for the license. Outside of that, most of these products will be classified as cottage food. So you do not have to have any additional inspections or other investments in big pieces of equipment. So the main thing that you're gonna need is the apple coating machine. Now, down below this video, before I show you these prices, there are links to every single one of these products. You can actually price them yourself. I am not making these prices up. You can check out for yourself and see if that is within your budget. Some of these units are going up to about $600 to $700, but I actually found one that is around $400 and is a great starter unit because it's very small, it's easy to maneuver, take back and forth to different events, wherever it may be. Plus, it's easy to use. This is not rocket science, guys. And you can literally make $1,000 or so in the span of 3 days. And let me show you. So the candy coating machine is $400. You're going to need, obviously, your apple bags. Those are gonna be the actual bags that you, once you've coated the apples, you're gonna place them into, and they're gonna be wrapped in. You're also gonna need an apple coating mix. The mix for this specifically runs about $30. And again, these are estimations. You may find a specific coating mix online that may be cheaper, or might be slightly higher or more in cost. But the average one that we found was about $30, and it produced over 100 units of apples. Obviously, of course, 100 apple sticks. 100 apple sticks, they're very inexpensive. They're just wooden sticks. You get them for around $5. And of course, the one thing that I don't have on there, but I have it in my cost, and I'm gonna show you really quick, is your apples. You're gonna need the apples themselves. Now, I would highly recommend that you buy not individual by the weight or pound apples. I've noticed recently in the supermarkets and in the stores, the ones that are sold by pound or by weight are gigantic. The larger the apple, you're gonna use more of the mix. So keep that in mind too. So you need just an average size apple, medium to even small size apple, in order for you to coat it and to get about 100 coatings out of this bag mix. So that's something you need to also keep in mind as well. Not only the cost of the per apple, but the size of it. The larger the apple is, it's going to consume more of the mix and you're not going to get as much. So you wanna get one that's about the size of your palm of your hand or a medium to small, medium size apple, okay? That is pretty much it. Those four things, and of course your apples, are all you need to get this started. Okay, now, how much does this cost, Damon? How is the breakdown for cost? What is the retail, and then how much am I making? So on average, the apples that we purchased that I checked in the stores that are bought by the bag, actually in bulk by the bag, run about 50 cents each. if the mix of the coating breaks down to about 20 cents per coating on every apple, now you're at 70 cents cost. Next up is your stick, which runs around 2 cents, 3 or 4 cents, maybe 5 cents, but I average it out to about 2 cents per stick. And of course the bag, which is just your simple plastic bag to coat it. Now these are basic candy coated apples with no additional sprinkles, toppings, coatings, or mixes or chocolate, any of that kind. If you do go that route, and there's some people who create some amazing coated apples with a lot of different toppings on them, you're going to increase your cost. But the cool thing is that during festivals and fairs, flea markets, or whatever it may be that you're in local, Halloween or even or Thanksgiving or the fall fairs and festivals, those people will spend a lot more because they're out and about with their kids and they really don't care, don't mind to spend a little bit more to have a good time. So you can be going to about $4, $5, even $6. I've seen some up to $9 for apples that are coated with all kinds of fantastic toppings. So all in all, you're about 77 cents in to per each unit. So now let's go over here. So what are they going to retail for? Now keep this in mind, this is an average. On the high side, I've noticed that there are some of them that were $6, $7, $8. But if you just went to a $3 retail price point and the item costs you 77 cents and you're charging $3, you're making $2.23 per unit, per apple. That actually is going to give you a 74% profit on that. Now, with that being said, and you're putting $2.23 in your pocket for every single unit, you go to an event and do 200 apples in a day, which does sincerely seem, it might seem like a lot, but it really isn't. Because if you have a family of four and you went through that really quick, you're talking about only 50 families or so that you would need to have 200 units sold. You'd be making $446 a profit in one single day. Now, of course, if you sold more than that, it's going to increase. But in 3 days, if you did an event that's on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, a lot of these events during the fall season are on 3-day weekends, 3 days or so, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, you're looking at over $1,338. That is in one location with one particular product, that is candy-coated apples. Now, back to what I said in the beginning. Just imagine if you, maybe your son, or maybe your uncle, maybe your brother, maybe your cousin, said, you know what, let's open two locations. Over the span of the weekend, I'm gonna be at one fair and event, and you can be at the next one. And $1,338 is going to be in one single location. Multiply that times two or three, and now you're talking about $2,000 or even $3,000 in the span of 3 days with three different locations. So this is a very simple, easy business to start. You can do it at home. In most cases, it actually will fall under cottage food, which is fantastic because it is not additionally difficult or harder to get because you don't need any permits or other additional things that you have to have inspections. So if you're looking to create a profitable business that has 74% margin, and with these types of numbers for a simple product, then candy and apples is what you need to look for. So if you're interested in any additional information on how to get your food business, check out these videos here. And if you have any questions, let us know down in the comments section and I'll get to them as soon as I can. Now stay tuned because we're going to have a series for this whole fall season over the next few days. I'm going to post a whole bunch of highly profitable, simple, easy businesses that you can start on a weekend and create some cash flow. You don't have to think that you can't make money selling food or selling online. So stick around and check out our other videos.